Dear Lord, we thank you that you have indeed provided for us this fountain that is filled with your blood.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你，你为我们供应了这个血泉。
It contains in every little drop your power to save to the uttermost.
血泉带着你每一个拯救的能力。
We pray that as we come to your word, you would give us understanding.
当我们来到你的话语前，我们求你把所有的悟性都赐给我们。
That you would build us up.
你就来建造我们。
That you would lead us to maturity in the faith.
你就把我们带向那灵命里面的成熟。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. What a wonder it is to be part of the body of Christ.
在耶稣基督里的身体成为肢体的一部分是如何美好的一件事情。
This morning we are looking at the book of Ephesians.
今天早上我们会一起来看以弗所书。
And this month we are going to start in the first half of Ephesians chapter 4 and then maybe next month we'll look at the next half.
我们今天会看以弗所书第四章的上半章，也许下一个月我们会一起读下半章。
Paul is speaking of the wonders we have in Christ.
我们看到保罗在这里讲到我们在耶稣基督里面的一件奇妙的事情。
And that the body of Christ, the church, is not somethingThat is insignificant.
基督的身体并不是一件不重要的事情。
That church is not a club.
我们的教会并非是一个俱乐部。
It is not just a social gathering.
并不是一个社交场所。
The church is the work of God.
我们的教会是神的工作。
And so as he has been writing through Ephesians, he's been telling us of the work that God has done.
所以保罗在写以弗所书的时候，保罗讲到了神在教会里所做的工作。
The work of God reconciling people to himself.
神的工作是要把人与神和好。
That because of sin, we are separated from him.
因着罪，人原先是与神隔离的。
Not only are we strangers, but we are his enemies.
我们不但是不认识神的，我们还是神的仇敌。
And yet God breaks down that barrier between sinner and holy God.
神把这个在神圣洁的神和罪人之间的屏障去除了。
And then having done that on the cross, he also breaks down barriers between people.
在十字架上完成了这件事以后，他在人之间也把屏障去除了。
So he takes the two groups that were in existence back then, the Jews and the not Jews, and he puts them together.
所以把这个两个不同的人群，犹太人和外邦人，把他们合在一起。
Now these two groups don't normally go together.
这两个人群通常是不合在一起的。
The whole Old Testament has been a story of God separating out his own people, Israel.
旧约所讲的事情是神把他的子民从其他所有的人当中分别出来。
Choosing the small group what's the term I'm looking for? Israelites, I guess.
选择一小群的人，像以色列人这样的人。
And not because of how great they are or how powerful they are.
并不是因为他们有多么的伟大，或者他们的能力有多么的强。
He makes them his own people.
他把他们称为自己的百姓。
And everyone else in the whole world who wanted to get to know God needed to be Israelite.
所有其他在世界上的人如果要认识神的话必须先要成为以色列民。
They needed first to become Jewish.
他们必须先要成为犹太人。
And there weren't that many cases of it that stand out in the Old Testament.
啊，这有很多在旧约里面啊，我们能够记得很清楚的例子。
There's Ruth.
啊，有路德。
There's Rahab.
啊，拉德。
And these were people that saw the greatness of God and attached themselves and became part of Israel.
这些人看到了神的伟大，把他们自己归依成犹太人。
But the separation between Jew and not Jew was very, very obvious.
犹太人和外邦人之间的区隔是非常非常明显的。
In fact, that word Gentile separates out everyone else in the whole world from the Jewish people.
所以这个字，这个词外邦人把所有的其他的人从犹太人当中分隔开来。
And yet in Christ, he destroys this Jew-Gentile barrier.
在基督里，他把这个犹太人和外邦人之间的隔离去除了。
That now anyone who wants to come to God, anyone who is touched by the Holy Spirit can be part of God's people without being Jewish.
所以任何被圣灵充满的人可以认识到神，而他并不需要先成为一个犹太人。
And in Ephesians, Paul illustrates how God takes these two people, these two different bodies, and makes them one body.
在以弗所书里面，保罗就向我们展示了神如何把这两个不同群类的人合在了一起。
Taking two things that don't normally mix together and mixing it perfectly.
把两个通常不合在一起的群合在了一起，而且是完美的整合。
It's like taking oil and water and then stirring it, and somehow it comes out all mixed in properly.
就像把油和水混在一起，把它们充分的搅拌均匀的合在一起。
Doesn't naturally happen.
在自然界并不这样发生。
This happens because of the work of God.
这件事发生了是因为神的工作。
So the church is a special body.
所以这个教会是一个特殊的一个身体。
So Paul has been writing about the doctrine of what God has done and the formation of the church.
所以这个教会是关于神所做的事情和教会的形成。
Now in Ephesians 4, he's going to move on to what do we do with it?
然后以弗所书第四章是讲到了我们在当中应该做什么。
He's going to move from doctrine to duty.
在这一章里面，保罗从真理讲到责任。
From what we must be to what we must do.
从我们所是的应当是的讲到我们应当做的。
So let's read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 16.
让我们一起读以弗所书第四章一到十六节。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一主，一信，一喜。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说，他上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
What does it, he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions?
既说身上，岂不是先降在地下吗？
He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe.
那降下的就是远身诸天之上，要充满万有的。
It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
要为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Until we all reach the unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning craftiness of men, by their deceitful scheming.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Blessed be the reading of God's word.
愿神的话啊祝福我们。
So what are we to do?
所以我们应当做什么？
Now that God has done a mighty work to reconcile us to himself and us with each other, what are we supposed to do as the church of God?
所以当神做了他奇妙的工作，让我们与他和好，也让我们彼此和好之后，我们应当在他的身体教会里面做什么呢？
Verse 3 says, it is to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
第三节说，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
The first thing for us to do as a body of believers is to be unified.
我们第一件要做的，作为合一的信主的圣徒，是在耶稣里面合一。
Verse 3 makes it emphatic.
在第三节，他是特别强调了这一点。
Says make every effort.
他说是竭力的意思。
That means use everything at your disposal to work toward the unity of the church.
也就是说，用尽你所有的力量啊，来保守教会的合一。
This is not to be a side project.
这并不是一个附加的工作。
This is supposed to be a main project.
这应该是我们最主要的工作。
And whatever it takes for you to get to this, do it.
所以你需要用什么资源力量去完成这件事，你就应当去做。
That is why Paul in the first verse reintroduces himself as a prisoner for the Lord.
所以这就是为什么保罗在第一节里面以自己为主被囚的身份来讲这件事情。
It seems weird to introduce yourself at the middle of a letter.
这个在一根封书信的当中来重新介绍自己啊，是有点奇怪的。
He's already introduced himself in Ephesians 1 and also Ephesians 3.
他已经在以弗所书第一章和第三章，保罗已经介绍过自己。
And yet here we have again in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul introducing himself that he is a prisoner of the Lord.
在这里第四章保罗又介绍自己是作为为主被囚的。
He is illustrating the cost for him to work toward the unity of the church.
他在这里是讲到了为着教会的合一他所付上的代价。
Make every effort for the unity of the church.
也就是要竭力啊为着教会的合一。
And Paul says, here I am in prison, making every effort.
保罗在这里讲的是，我是为主被囚的，在做一切的努力。
This is what it looks in my life to put in every effort.
啊，这就是在我的生活当中，我所活出来的竭力保守教会合一所做的事情。
So for us, what does it look like?
所以对于我们来讲，这应该是怎么样的生活呢？
Interestingly, he doesn't start with things to do necessarily.
很有趣的是，保罗并不是从应该做的事情上开始讲起。
But he starts with things to be.
啊，他是从应当我们所是的事情上开始讲起。
Look at verse 2.
我们看第二节。
He says, be completely humble.
凡事谦虚。
Now this word humble in the original Greek before Christ was never a positive word.
这个谦虚在希腊文里面在基督以前的时代并不是一个正面的词汇。
And I think it's because of Christ that now we think positively of this word.
我想正是因为耶稣基督这才成为一个正面的词汇。
But back in the ancient world, you called someone humble, and that would be fighting words.
在古代时候你如果称呼某人谦虚这并不是一个好的评价。
Because this was the word used of slaves.
这是用在奴隶上的一个词语。
This was the word used to describe the attitude and the status of someone who was enslaved.
这是用来描绘那些为奴的态度跟地位的一个词汇。
But then the word that Paul uses is a compound word with humble.
所以保罗在这里说的谦虚是一个复合词。
He actually says in the Greek, he says, be humble-minded.
他在希腊文里说是 要思想中要有这个谦卑的思想。
He's saying it's not about your status in life.
这并不是跟你生活当中的地位有关。
It's about your mind.
这是和你思想有关。
It's about how you regard other people.
这是和你如何看他人有关。
So when you have a humble mind, it is a humble recognition of the worth and value of other people.
当你有一个谦卑的思想的时候，这是关于你对世界对自己是一个谦卑的态度跟想法。
This is the same word that's used in Philippians 2:3.
这也是在腓立比书第二章第三节所说的。
Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves.
不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
And this is what Christ himself embodies.
这就是耶稣基督向我们所彰显的。
So he took something that was negative and he turned it into something that was positive.
所以他把本来一个是带负面意义的词汇变成了一个正面意义的词汇。
And Paul says to put in every effort into the unity of the church, you take on this same attribute.
所以保罗说，在你要竭力保守教会的合一的时候，这也是你应当所采取的态度。
You be like Christ.
你应该像耶稣基督。
The next word is gentle.
下一个字是温柔。
Or in your translation might be meekness.
或者是柔和。
Now, gentleness, being gentle is not the same thing as being weak.
温柔并不是表示软弱的意思。
Often these two things are taken as synonyms.
我们很多时候啊，把这两个字啊看成是近义词，同义词。
But I think even the way we use it in our language speaks to the fact that that is not true.
甚至我们在我们自己语言里面用这两个词的时候，我们也表示啊，那并不是事实并非如此。
This past week, my family just got a new kitten.
过去一个星期啊，我们家里养了一只小猫。
It's only two months old.
这只小猫只有两个月大。
And so when we brought in the house, my smallest daughter, my youngest daughter, was wanting to go pet it.
当我们把这只猫带到家里的时候，我最小的这个女儿想要去摸摸它。
And of course, it being very young and very new, it was scared.
因为这是一只很小的小猫这只猫就很害怕。
And so her sisters kept on telling her, "Be gentle."
她的姐姐就告诉她对这只猫要温柔一点。
Now, what are they telling her?
那姐姐是对她说的是什么意思呢？
Are they telling her, "Be weak?"
他们是不是对她说要软弱呢？
That wouldn't make any sense.
那并不合理。
They're not saying, "Little sister, make sure you don't exercise before you touch this kitten."
是不是说你在这个摸这只猫之前不要锻炼？
They're saying,Be controlled in the use of your strength.
他们是在说，在用你的力量的时候，你要实行控制。
Don't use all your strength on this tiny little kitten.
不要把你所有的力量都用在这只小猫身上。
So here we are already have a clue that the word gentle does not mean weak.
所以我们这里已经看出来有的意思就是温柔并不是。和软弱是同一个意思。
And that was how in the ancient Greeks they used this word. It didn't mean weak.
这也是他们在古希腊的时候用这个字并不完全表示软弱。
It was the word that was used of domesticated animals.
这个字是用在家养动物身上的。
Now what's the difference between a domesticated, tame animal and a wild animal?
那个家养的动物跟野生的动物之间有什么区别呢？
It's not the amount of muscles.
这并不是他们身上有多肌肉多少的区别。
It's not the sharpness of teeth.
也不是牙齿锋利的区别。
The difference is the control of strength.
这个区别是在于如何控制自己的力量。
And so Paul is telling us, work for the unity of the body by being gentle.
所以这里保罗是说，为了教会的合一，我们要竭力在温柔上要竭力。
He is not calling for weak, timid people.
他并不是要那些胆怯、软弱的人。
He's calling for people who will take their strengths and control it.
他要人是那些能够用他们力量，但是能够控制自己力量的人。
Just like a tame animal submits his strength to his master, we are to submit our strength to God.
就像我们驯化的动物把他们家养以后，他们能够遵行他们的主人一样，我们也是在神的家里面能够控制我们的力量，能够遵行我们的主。
So gentleness is strength under the control of God.
所以温柔是在神的控制下使用我们的能力。
And then lastly, be patient, bearing with one another in love.
最后是忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
This, of course, is the characteristic of God in the Bible.
这当然就是神在圣经当中向我们显明的性情。
As God is bearing with His people that constantly go astray.
因为神一贯的是用在忍耐来宽容那些悖逆他的人。
He is described as being patient and bearing with his people.
他被描述成忍耐啊，在啊宽容他的啊啊那那些背弃他的人。
Paul is saying, do that same thing.
保罗在说，你也应当做同样的事情。
For the unity of the church, be meek. Be humble.
为了教会的合一，要谦虚温柔。
Treat one another as more important than yourself.
彼此相待的时候，你要把别人看作比自己更加重要。
Be gentle with each other.
彼此要温柔。
We could show our strength with each other.
我们可以彼此展示自己的能力。
But Paul says, submit that strength to God.
但是要把这个能力交付给神。
Be patient and bear with one another.
而且要忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Everyone knows that when we try to one another, love one another, it might be easy at first.
我们都知道，当我们要彼此相爱的时候，刚开始的时候可能比较容易。
But as time goes on, it gets harder.
当时间流逝的时候，这就变得越来越难。
There are things that we have to bear with and we have to forgive.
有些事我们必须要是要用爱心互相宽容，要忍耐的。
So we need this qualification of being patient, bearing one another in love.
所以我们要用这个性情上的忍耐啊，在爱心里面彼此宽容。
So he takes these things, and these are how we show love to one another.
所以保罗在这句话里向我们表示了，我们应该如此，应该如何啊，在彼此之间用爱来彰显。
That's why this verse ends with love. This wraps up this verse 2.
所以第二节里面啊，它是啊，在英文里面是用爱心来结尾的。
How do we make every effort for the unity of the Spirit?
我们如何在是用竭力来维护在圣灵里面的合一？
We love one another.
我们必须彼此相爱。
In humility, gentleness, and patience.
用谦虚、温柔和忍耐。
It continues in verse 4.
啊，在第四节里面。
With explaining that we need the unity of the body because it is rooted in the unity of God.
我们需要在圣灵，在神里面的合一，因为这是根植在神里面的。
That is our foundation.
这是我们教会的基础。
That we must be one because God is one.
我们必须合一，因为神也是一。
And we all have one experience of Him.
我们在他里面也只有一个经历。
Verse 4, he has given us one hope and one calling in the Spirit.
第四节他说，我们只有一个门招，同有一个指望。
Verse 5, we all have only one faith and one baptism.
第五节说，我们只有一主，只有一信一喜。
Verse 6, we only have one God.
第六节，我们只有一神。
And because of that, we as a church must be one.
所以因着这样，我们作为一个教会必须合一。
And how we do that is we do that with love.
我们如何才能做到呢？我们必须要在爱中如此行。
But that's not all we need. Verse 7, he says that each one of us grace.Has been given as Christ apportioned it.
不仅如此，在第七节他说到，我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
That is, even though we have a unified body, each one of us has different gifts.
虽然我们有一个同有一个身体，但我们在这个里面有我们个人不同的恩赐。
And these gifts come to us because of Christ's work.
这些恩赐我们能够临到我们，正是因为基督的工作。
So verse 11.
所以十一节。
Because of all of what Christ has done, He has given some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
正因为基督所做的一切工作啊，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Now, when talking about gifts, this list seems very short.
啊，当我们谈论到恩赐的时候啊，这个保罗所列的。好像很短啊，这些恩赐的种类。
We think of the other spiritual gifts list in, say, his letter to the Corinthians.
啊，我们啊也想到其他在哥林多书里面谈到的属灵的恩赐。
And then this list seems woefully inadequate.
保罗在这里提到的这个恩赐的种类，好像特别的不够。
But there's something that ties all these gifts together that makes it important.
但是这里面提到的恩赐都有共同的点，把它们使它们显得特别重要。
These are all gifts that involve the Word of God.
这些都是和神的话语所有关的恩赐。
He gave apostles to teach everyone about Jesus' words.
他让使徒能够教导耶稣基督所说的话。
These apostles were eyewitnesses to the work of Christ.
这些使徒是耶稣基督工作的见证。
So when we get to Acts, the early church, it is said they devote themselves to the teaching of the apostles.
所以我们当看到早期的教会的时候，他们都把自己献身于使徒的教训。
Because they teach the teachings of Christ.
因为使徒是教导耶稣基督的话语和教训。
Prophets themselves speak the word of God.
先知是传讲神话语的。
The Old Testament prophets were able to say, "Thus says the Lord."
在旧约的时候啊，先知都通常会这样说：“主这样说。”
To give a direct word from God.
是直接啊，把神的话语传讲出来。
Or to interpret God's word for the people.
有时候也把神的话解释给神的百姓听。
An evangelist brought the word of God to those who did not have it yet.
传福音的是把神的话啊传讲在那些还没有听到过神话语的人当中去。
And then pastors and teachers obviously teach the word of God.
牧师和教师当然很明显的也是在教导神的话语。
So in this section, how do we use everything for the unity of the Spirit?
所以在这里讲到的，我们如何使用我们一切所有的为着圣灵里教会的合一呢？
The key here seems to be truth.
这里的关键看下来应该是真理。
He said before our unity is rooted in our love for one another.
他说我们的合一是在扎根在我们的爱和教会的合一里面。
Now he says our unity in the body must be grounded in the truth of God's word.
这里讲到我们的合一必须的基础是关于神的真理。
And so God gives these gifts so that God's people know the word of God.
所以神赐下这些恩赐是为了神的百姓能够明白神的话语。
That they are rooted in the truth.
他们是建立在真理的基础上扎根的。
This matters because of verse 12.
这是很重要的因为我们来看第十二节。
To prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Now, a funny trivia fact is that in early English Bibles, there was an extra comma.
在这里有一个很有趣的细节，就是在早期的英文译本里面啊，这里多出来一个逗号。
So, for example, in the King James Bible, it has this extra comma.
在钦定本里面啊，这里面有一多出来一个逗号。
So it read like this: To prepare God's people, comma.
这里中文也有逗号啊，为要成全圣徒，逗号。
For the works of service, comma.
各尽其职，逗号。
So the body of Christ may be built up.
建立基督的身体。
Now, why does grammar matter?
为什么语法在这里很重要呢？
Because that extra comma means that God has provided for us apostles and prophets and evangelists and preachers and teachers to prepare God's people.
因为这个逗号表示了神准备了使徒、先知、传福音、牧师和教师，所有这些都是为了成全圣徒。
And he has given all these people to do works of service.
他给了我们所有这些不同的人是要各尽其职。
And he has given these people so that the body of Christ may be built up.
他给了我们所有这些不同的恩赐的人，以至于是让我们能够建立基督的身体。
Did you catch the difference?
你能看出这当中的区别吗？
With that tiny little extra comma,
因为有了这样一个逗号，
all that takes this verse and makes it totally irrelevant to most of the church.
因为有了这个逗号，这节经文好像是跟我们大多数教会里的人都没有太大关系了。
It makes pastors and teachers the ones to be in charge of preparing God's people and doing all the work.
他把这个教师、牧师和教师承担所有的成全圣徒的这个职任责任。
But that's not what God's word actually says.
但这并不是神的话本来的意思。
God's word says that He's provided these people with these teaching gifts so that the body may be built up and the body can do the work.
他为我们准备了所有这些有恩赐的人，是为着主的身体能够被建造起来。
That is, God has given us all gifts for the working of the unity of the body.
这也是说，神把所有的恩赐给了我们每一个人，以至于是为了建立基督的身体。
An illustration that I loved was from a pastor, an author in Canada named Eugene Peterson.
我这里想到一个很有用的例子，是一个在加拿大的牧师 Eugene Peterson.
And he wrote a book that I read in seminary about working, about pastors working themselves out of a job.
他写了一本关于牧师在教会以外工作的一本书。
That is the goal of biblical preachers and teachers.
这就是圣经教师的目的。
To equip the whole body.
是要把整个身体装备起来。
So that the whole body can go and do the work.
Yes.他的目的就是要整个身体都能够做这样的工作。
So that the body of Christ is built up.
以至于耶稣的身体能够被建立起来。
Who's doing the building up?
谁在做这样建立的工作呢？
Not just the person behind this podium.
并不只是在这个讲台上面的人。
Not just our elders.
不只是我们的长老。
Not just our deacons.
也不是我们的执事。
Everyone,
所有人，每一个人，
every part of the body,
身体当中的每一个肢体，
needs to be equipped to work.
需要被啊装备起来做这样的工作。
For the unity of the body.
为了啊身体的合一，教会的合一。
So this verse applies to all of us.
所以这一节经文是对着我们每一个人讲的。
And we see the end result, verse 13.
所以我们看到了第十三节讲到了它的结果。
Until we all reach unity in the faith, in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attain to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Our goal is spiritual maturity.
我们的目标是灵命，是属灵上的成熟。
That's what unity means.
这也就是合一的意，本来的意思。
It's not just that we all kind of have a common vision and we're all kind of on the same page.
这并不是只是说我们有同一个意向，我们在同一件事上都看法一致。
That we are unified in purpose.
我们在目标上，在终极的追求上，我们都是合一的。
That we are a working spiritual body.
我们是在同一个属灵的身体里面一同工作。
And just like our body, when everything is working properly, our body should be growing and not dying.
所以就像我们身体里面每个器官都彼此合一的工作的时候，我们的身体是在成长的，而不是走向死亡的。
So our goal is to reach that unity and that maturity in the faith.
所以我们的目标是在信心里面达到那样一个合一。
He gives us a contrast in verse 14.
他也把在十四节里面给了我们一个对比。
If maturity is unity in the body, growing up to be like Christ, what does immaturity look like?
如果成熟的标志是在基督的身体里面长成满有基督的身量，那么幼稚或者说不成熟是什么样子呢？
Verse 14 says, Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming.
十四节讲到使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
This is why we need truth.
这就是我们为什么需要真理。
That is why Paul highlights these gifts that bring the word of God to the body.
所以为什么保罗在这里着重讲到了这个些把神的话语带到教会身体里面的这些个恩赐？
Because it is a mark of immaturity that we are not rooted in God's word.
所以这个不成熟的标志就是说我们没有把我们的在神的话语上扎根。
That we have no convictions based on the truth of God.
也就是说我们没有在神的话语里面建立确信和建立信心和确据。
And so when someone on the TV or some celebrity says something, we say, "Oh, that sounds great."
所以当有些名人有名的人在电视上说了一些话，我们听着这听上去真的不错。
That's why it says blown every which way. It's like it's the picture of a boat on the waves.
所以这里讲到的飘来飘去是讲到的一艘船在风浪当中摇摆不定的光景。
Without that anchor into the truth, our feelings and our beliefs are very fluid.
如果我们没有锚抛在稳在真理里面，我们的光景就是漂泊不定的。
We would believe and have convictions about anything that sounds good.
我们就容易相信那些听上去很好听的话语。
Or if there's a speaker that is very charismatic in his speaking, then we'd be drawn to that.
或者我们听到一些说话话语上很有魅力的那些演说家，我们就被他所吸引。
Instead, we must be mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of God, of Christ.
相反，我们要成熟长成耶稣基督满有的身量。
We must be rooted in truth.
我们必须在真理上扎根。
See, my time is running out, so let us end it the way Paul ends it in verse 15 and 16.
好，我们时间有点不够，我们继续读15到16节。
This is how Paul summarizes it. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up to him who is the head, that is Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
From him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各安各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Our goal is unity.
我们的目标是合一。
Our goal is maturing in Christ.
我们的目标是在基督里面长进、成熟。
Our goal is becoming Christ-like, becoming perfect.
我们的目标是像基督。
So how do we, as Paul said in the beginning, make every effort to do so?
所以我们回到保罗在开始说，我们要竭力做到这样的事情，我们应怎样做呢？
Paul summarizes it in verse 15 by saying, we speak the truth in love.
所以保罗在15节啊结论里说，用爱心说诚实话。
Now that word speaking the truth, the word speaking is not actually there in the Greek.
这个用爱心说诚实话，这个说在希腊原文里面是没有的。
It's a word that's just derived from the word truth.
这是个从诚实或者真理里面引导出来的一个字。
I'm not saying it doesn't include speaking the truth.
所以我并没有说它并不包括说诚实的话。
But the word he uses here kind of takes that noun, truth, and turns it into a verb.
这里原文的方法是把诚实的话从一个名词变成一个动词。
So when he says speaking truth, he means do truth.
说诚实的话也是可以用另外一种方式说，是用真理来行事。
Live truth.
活出真理。
Abide by truth.
遵行真理。
To make up an English word, and I don't know how we're going to translate this, but the English word might be truthing.
英语我不知道中文怎么讲，就是说做，就是用真理来行出自己的一切。
So by applying truth, by doing truth, we are to also love.
在使用真理的时候，我们也应当有爱。
Doing truth in love, these two things together build up the unity and maturity of the church.
行在真理当中也有爱这是能够把教会达到合一的目标。
We must have both of these aspects.
我们必须同时有这两方面的。
Just as Christ had both of these aspects.
正像耶稣基督也同时有这两方面。
If we only have one, we are a body out of balance.
我们如果只有当中的一个方面，我们会是一个不平衡的教会。
If we are a body with truth and no love, then we destroy ourselves.
如果我们只有真理而没有爱心，我们会毁掉自己。
If we are a body with love and no truth, we cease to be the body of Christ anymore.
我们如果只有爱心而没有真理，我们就不再是在耶稣基督里面的一个身体了，肢体。
So in the language that Paul has used, we must love in the truth of the unchanging reality of the triune God.
所以这里如果用换一种说法，就是说我们要在三而一神不变的真理里面在彼此相爱。
We must love in that gifts that root us in God's word.
我们也必须在神的恩赐里面用爱来行事。
And we must practice truth as shown in our humility and our gentleness and our patience.
我们在我们 说出的真理里面啊，必须是用我们的谦卑、温柔、忍耐当中显明出来的爱来行。
So that our whole body built up.
所以我们整个的身体才能被得到建造。
As each part does its work.
当每一个肢体都做自己的工作的时候。
Makes every effort for the unity of the Spirit.
竭力啊，为圣灵所赐的合一。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you would give us a conviction about the body of the church.
我们在天上的父，我们求你把这个在教会里面的，在教会合一的身体里面，给我们这样的信心和确据。
That we would not view the church as the way the world views it.
使我们不把教会用世界的眼光来看待。
Just a club to attend.
只是一个我们需要参加的俱乐部。
Just a social event to enjoy.
只是一个社交场所。
But let us view the body as you have viewed it.
我们要用你所看到的这个身体来看。
As something that you have created by the blood of Jesus.
是用你用耶稣基督的宝血所建立的。
And because this body of believers is so important, Lord, let us act for the unity of the church.
因为这样的一个身体是如此的重要，让我们竭力来维持这个教会的合一，身体的合一。
That we would use every resource at our disposal to bring this body to maturity.
我们要用我们所有的资源力量来把这个教会带到合一里面。
To make every effort to make us more Christ-like.
我们要竭力让我们每个人都更像基督。
Applying all our love.
用我们所有的爱。
And all of the truth of your word.
你所有话语的真理。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.